I did for a while until I had a really bad one and then I had to give it up. But once it healed up, I went into hairdressing and only washing hairs and neutralising perms, where I met a lady who had a pub in Old Hill. So she asked me, we were talking one day, and she asked me if I'd like to go and work for her, which was quite a trip, really, from Quinton down to Old Hill. But when money's short, you do it. So I started working for her and her husband, George. And that's where I met Tony, who is my partner now. And I've been with him for nearly 10 years. He's got two young children, or he did have two young children. There was only 6 and 10 when I met him. I met him there, and then I moved in with him. And my daughter took over the house that I had in Quinton. It was a council house, but she put her name down, and we said we were going to do a swap. So she moved in there, and she's still there now.
And where did you move to?
I moved in with Tony in Sherborne Road in Cradley. I still worked for George behind the bar. And then 3 years later, George was going to retire through a bit of bad health. So he asked me if I'd like to take the pub on. And that's how me and Tony became tenants of the Riddins Tavern. We did that for 3 years, which was good. But then we came up against a few money problems and the pub wasn't doing too well. And then we were offered this pub that we're in now, the Yew Tree, which was 18 months ago.
And how did Tony react to you having diabetes?
Very well. He was, when he first... Because at first, I mean, I didn't tell anybody. I never used to go around saying, oh, I'm a diabetic. I try not to tell people. So he didn't know for a little while anyway. And then I told him, and, you know, through sort of going into hypos and things like that. And he was very good. And I always remember I had a really, really bad hypo one night. And I couldn't get out of bed. And I was shaking.